Yes, 24th of April 2019. My name's Sharon Casey, and I'll just hand you over to today's interviewee.
Hello, my name's Carol Blaney. I was born in 1956 in Kilburn, North London, which I lived until I moved to Thamesmead in 1987. We basically moved here because the housing situation in Brent was really bad, and I had four children at the time, and the only way that we could move, get our own place, my husband and the four children, was to move to Thamesmead. I'd never heard of it. So me and my husband came up to view property at Coraline Walk, which I found very strange, because where I'd come from was like mostly old Victorian houses. So I remember walking along the walkway, Coraline, and just seeing like blank walls, brick walls with doors. And I remember saying to my husband, we must be at the back entrance, because this can't be a front door, because it's just a brick wall with a door in the middle. So we tried to walk round to get round to the other side of Coraline Walk, which we found then was the back of them. And I met a lady and she said, no, the front doors are on the landings, which was a big shock to me, because I'd just seen a brick door. I was expecting windows and what have you. But we got inside. The rooms I found were lovely. They were lovely and big and whatever. We had a small balcony, which I'd never been on a balcony before. We'd always had gardens. And then next strange thing, we went upstairs and the bathroom and the toilet didn't have windows in. And to me, that just hit me that I've never ever, I was in my 30s then, and going into a bathroom and toilet with no window. I mean, I didn't know about extractors and things like that. So I found that very strange. We took the place straight away, because I mean, we were desperate to have our own home, having four children. And when we moved in, the biggest impact I had was, to me, it was like moving to the countryside, because I hadn't seen so much green. And where I lived, there was campsite, Thistlebrook campsite, across the road, and they had horses that were on feeding on the grass. So looking out of my bedroom window and seeing that, I just felt like I was in the country. The biggest shock was the amount of shops that were around. I think we'd lived here maybe 2-3 weeks, and I asked my next door neighbour about where was the shopping centre to do most of the shopping. She said Thamesmead Town. Well, when we got there, I mean, I just thought it was such a joke, because there was Safeways then. There was a small Iceland's and a couple of little shops. And there was a chemist. And I couldn't believe it. And I said, this is the town centre. Surely there must be more shops. Where'd you get your clothes and everything? But we did find out then that there was Bexley Heath and Woolwich. Where we lived then, across in Coraline, there used to be Tavy Bridge. So over Tavy Bridge, there was a social club called the Pyramid Club. There was a few shops on the top of the landing and a lovely playing area for the children. It had a paddling pool, slides, and which we used to take the children a lot there, because it seemed to be like the community where we lived, that everybody went. Summertimes, we used to go up to the ruins, Abbey Ruins, and do a picnic and things like that. But I have noticed a lot of the changes now. I've noticed a lot of the green spaces are disappearing where they're building now. I mean, there still is a lot of green and the lakes and that, but I have seen how it has gone less and less since we've lived here. This October just gone, we moved from Coraline, but I had lived there since 87. They're pulling it down for a regeneration, making new buildings, housing, and that. And I'll be honest with you, we thought we would end our days there. But we got a letter saying about the regeneration and that. But they were very helpful. I mean, you could choose where you wanted to move to. Although we would have loved to have moved out, and when they'd rebuilt, to move back again, but that wasn't allowed. But after being here for so long, I knew the south part of Thamesmead where I lived pretty well. So my mum, she lives on Thamesmead as well, and I'm just her only family. So I wanted to live near my mum. My mum lives in Parkway. So I wanted to get to nearest Parkway as I could and not go the other way, like west. And so now I live in Holstein Way, which was weird, really, because it was like when we first moved to Thamesmead and we got Coraline, after about 5-6 years, I really wanted a house. So I had a garden for the children. But it was just impossible then, because they wouldn't move you like from a four-bedroom into another four-bedroom. If you were downsizing or you needed more, then you would have got the help, but they wouldn't move you from the same accommodation into another. So at 62, I have got a house now with a garden, but it's not for my children now, it's for my grandchildren. But I'm very happy there. As I said, the moving part of it then was done really good. Peabody did look after me a lot. You know, they done all the carpeting before we moved in. There was decorating done, a new kitchen put in, and so it was like really upgrading, although I didn't really want to leave Coraline. But now I'm fine about it. I started, I got my first job when, because three of my children went straight into school. My eldest boy went to what was called then Riverside School, and my son and another son, they went to Abbey Wood Primary School. And then once my daughter started the nursery, then I was looking for a little part-time job, because my husband, he worked in Selfridges, so he had to go down, which was a funny thing, because the day we got the letter to say about to view Coraline, he got the job interview for Selfridges. So he wangled that. He told the situation to his work, and they said that yes, it was fine. He could view the place and then have the interview in the afternoon, which happily he got. And so once my daughter started school, I found it, because when I first moved here, it was a lot different to North London. North London was a very close community. So if anyone in our street, there was a new neighbour moved in, we would knock on the doors. If you need anything or you want to know anything, we'll let you know. And within a week, we knew their names and wouldn't push ourselves, but made them feel welcome. And that was one of the weirdest things moving here, was everyone was very closed door. You know, when you did knock on the door, it was only open 2 inches. So like they didn't want you to see inside. And I found that very strange. So I did feel very isolated for, I'd say, about the first year of living here. But then once going round to the school, started chatting to some of the mums, I always felt they only let you in so far until they really got to know you. They wouldn't let you into it too much. And then I heard about a job going in, it was Thamesmead Town Offices then, for an early morning cleaning. So I went over there, had the interview and got the job. So it was from 5 in the morning till 8. So by the time I was coming back from work, because it was only across the road from where I lived, it was really convenient. My husband would be off then to do his job. So I started in the offices altogether now. I've been working on, well, it was Thamesmead Town, then Galleons, then Peabody, for 27 years nearly now. But as I said, I started in the offices cleaning, and then after I must have been doing that for about four years, then, cause where the old building was then, everything was done in the one building. So you had like all the office, payroll, security, and then you had all the workers that were doing the cleaning, gardening, all in the one building. So once we'd finished doing the offices, we used to sit in the canteen, have a cup of tea, and we got to know a lot of them. And one of the supervisors then, Kenny Butler was his name, asked me if I would like to go on the outside cleaning for the flats, blocks. So I said yes, because then the time was still fitting with my children at school. So I started then, and it was part-time I started off then, because I still kept the office cleaning job. And it wasn't run then by Thamesmead Town. It was out to contractors, which was Vantage. In them days, there was no health and safety, no uniform. I mean, you just went up. I remember in the summer cleaning the blocks in flip-flops and just, you know, like jeans. If it was really hot, shorts and a T-shirt. That's like I said, no health and safety. I mean, we used to push our mop and bucket and our broom in a shopping trolley with a black bag stuck on the side for the rubbish, and just wheel the shop. I mean, you know what shopping trolleys are like. You want to push it one way and it goes the other way. And done that, and then gradually went on to do more and more hours. And we'd finished the contract with Vantage, and then Wettons was another contract because it was every 3 years. And then it was on to Galleons then. Galleons was running the company, and Galleons wanted to take it in-house. So the cleaning staff was then brought in-house. And we had a big meeting brought in, which we'd never had before. It was just all do your stuff, go out and do your job and bye-bye. So now it became very professional. We were given uniforms, which we'd never, ever had. And I think the biggest hooray for me was Galleons brought in the same wage structure as the men, because on the time of doing contract cleaning, although a lot of men and women were doing exactly the same job, men got more money, which is, you know, it's unbelievable when I think of it now. But so that was a big hooray, although not all of the men agreed on it. They thought it was wrong, but they didn't win anyway. Yes, it went into Galleons, loved it. It was like one big family. Everybody knew everyone, because where you all used to congregate in the mornings together, you know, if there was something sad in somebody's life, you got to know about it. Something happy had happened, you knew about it. And of course things do change, and that's Peabody. And Peabody turned it all around and done things differently. So now, we weren't caretakers then, we were just called cleaners of the blocks. Now we're caretakers. We don't all congregate together now, but we go straight to work, which I missed in the beginning, because I felt like I'd lost a lot of contacts with people I'd known for years. So you never got to see them or hear them, unless we have a meeting, then we're all together, and you know, it's like you just want a big hug. Oh, I forgot you still worked here, and things like that. But I can't complain. I'm quite happy in my job that I do. Where I work now on the courts, TZ Water Court, I did used to do the three courts, Buckwheat, Tees Water and Shire. But Peabody had brought in, they wanted to bring up a cleaning job. So they made you, they took a block away from your workload. So you had more time to bring your blocks up, which has worked. And that's where I stand now.
Can you recall any special moments in Thamesmead?
Special moments. Another one of my, when moving to Thamesmead, thinking that I was in the countryside, over on the Southmere Parks, they, every fireworks night, they used to put on a free fireworks display. And when I say display, I mean it was massive, beautiful. You didn't have to pay for anything, you know, just the whole community went there. They used to have a small funfair there. I think you did have to pay to go on the rides, but the actual display, and I took my children for years over there. It was like the whole of Thamesmead used to go there on that night, which was beautiful. It was really nice. There were memorable times. Taking the kids around the boot fair every Sunday, they'd keep their pocket money so that they'd rummage through all the bric-a-brac and, you know, things. You used to always come back, and by the end of the week, whatever they'd bought was put in the bin. And there's none of us drive, so, you know, it wasn't, we didn't, where we was working, having to work so much to keep up paying everything and that, it was, I think really, most of my memories are just taking the children up to Abbey Wood, you know, for our picnics, walking around the lakes, really all the free things that you could do and enjoy, you know, and that was really it.
So what do people say who don't live at Thamesmead when you tell them this is where you live?
I've noticed a big difference because, I'll be honest with you, when I told people from North London where we were moving to, although we'd never heard of it, some people had heard of Thamesmead, and they were like, oh, Carol, don't move there. It's rough. There's so much bother down there. There's fighting and that. And it did make me feel, God, are we jumping out of the fire, you know. So, but when I came, I thought, well, I just don't get that impression because it was just lovely and it was so clean. You know, then there was no rubbish and it was just, I know it hadn't just been built, but to me it looked just so fresh and the air. And I said to my husband, I said, I don't think it's going to be that bad here. It doesn't look it. I mean, when it was in North London, if you want to take the kids somewhere really nice, it was like Hyde Park you had to go to or Hampstead Heath, you know, and we had all this now on our doorstep. So, but that was the impression a lot of people had. As I said, when I first moved here, people were very, very private and just didn't, I felt, didn't want to open up, or they were always dubious because you were new. So who was you and where did you come from? So I could imagine that the people that had probably first moved here had probably felt that it was their Thamesmead and their area. So when outsiders were coming in, it was like, you know, not that we don't want you here, but I think it was like, well, you're not a real Thamesmead person, so don't give any opinions, don't say anything about it. Because a lot of people are very proud of it. And in the beginning, I mean, when I did get to know people and families, when their children grew up, the children were just getting places of their own near their families, which was a really big thing in them days, Thamesmead, to keep families together. But I have noticed over the years that that doesn't happen now. I know a lot of people had moved from Thamesmead that I knew back when I first moved in, and they didn't like the changes. And I think, again, it was because so many outsiders were coming in, although they weren't outsiders, but to them they were, and they were taking their community away. And so then their children didn't want to live on Thamesmead. They wanted to move out and start a life somewhere else, and some of the parents wanted to follow. But the way I see it now, there is still a lot of families that are still, their children still want to be by their parents, or when their children grow up, they want to. So I do feel like now, although it went through that few years that it seemed like Thamesmead was breaking down to me, it does feel like now it's coming back together again. And, you know, there's so many different nationalities now, and religions and everything from when I first. And I think it all works well now. I think people getting on together, you know, it's like I said, because I'm a caretaker, I know a lot of different people, disabilities, religion, colour, and to me they're just one big happy family now. We all get on. I mean, where I work, there's community centre underneath the atrium, community centre, and now they've started groups up, and that, and well, they've got one on at the moment, and it's just lovely to see. It's for the elderly people, but, and they're doing their exercises now. You do smile in yourself, because they're, some of them can hardly walk along. And yet if you see their instructor there, she's, get those knees up. Come on, you could do better, you could do better. And they're laughing their heads off because they know they can't. But they're enjoying it so much. And I do feel like Peabody are bringing that in to the community, to want to bring it all together, and for people to mix and to get on, no matter what your age is. And I find that great. I really do.
So what would you say is your best memory of Thamesmead?
My best memory of Thamesmead, I would say when I first got here, because it was such a shock. I didn't think in, because everyone says it's still London, I just didn't think there was a place like this in London, with lakes, and as I said, I thought it was countryside, and it took me a few months to get over. But I'm still in London. I've only got to jump on a train and I'm back where I lived, because that was just so, there was no green spaces. You've got a little bit of seating area, but just here was just seemed like miles and miles of grass and lakes. And so I'd say that was my biggest memory, was when I first moved here.